Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we missed her last week. Jane Duker down for the count with a virus. She's back, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on the roundtable with former state senators John Lamping and Jeff Smith. And as a bonus round, Jane is with us because she's so excited. Sam Page, or Scam, as you call him, is not running for re-election. It's a victory in and of itself, isn't it, Jane? How are you this afternoon?
I mean, it is a victory. Of course, I feel fully vindicated, and that's great.
But, well, you should, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, okay, it has nothing to do with my criminal hearing tomorrow. Okay, all right.
Yeah, right.
Nothing to see here. And, I mean, what's so funny is he's like, oh, yeah, I mean, this is a political prosecution, and I just can't get anything done because I'm a blue dot in a red state. And it's like, dude, if that were the case, the lawsuit would go away once you say you're not running. I mean, this is such nonsense. So here's the other thing. He needs to go now. I mean, St. Louis County residents do not need another year of what is going on. And this idea that he's going to, you know, focus on what matters. Well, what have you been doing for 7 years?
Thank you.
All right. But let me just hit you with this question right now before we get into some of the other stuff. If he were to go right now, for example, let's say he resigns, what's the process for replacing him? Because I'm having people tell me that he's going to do this, and then Jake Zimmerman, who's the assessor, is going to be put in, and then he has an advantage when he runs for, you know, he'll run, and he's already said that he's thinking about running, right?
Yes, but Brian Williams has nearly $1 million. He'll probably have close to $1 million by the end of the quarter. So by the end of the year. So, I adore Dennis Hancock, and he's a great councilman. And you know what? If we had a race with Dennis Hancock and Brian Williams, like, it would be a good choice for county voters. Two honest people who want to do right by St. Louis County and want to get the partisanship out. And want to just govern. This is county government. This is not, flash issue discussion time the way that Sam has made it for the last 7 years. So that would be a good choice for St. Louis County voters. I mean, certainly Jake has a right to get in. I think it's going to be very difficult to beat Brian Williams. I think he is very well respected by, both sides of the aisle. And I think he's got the momentum. And so I think, so what happens logistically, legally? The council will vote who the next county executive will be, and it has to be a Democrat.
If he were to resign or step down,
or be removed.
I got you.
Correct.
Okay. But let me go back to the criminal stuff here, because I want people to stay on top of what's going on. What he said today was that too many leaders have forgotten that courage means I can't even say this with a straight face, Jane. Courage means standing up for what's right, not what brings them headlines or takes someone else down. So I've made a decision that I believe takes courage. I'm not running for re-election to a third term.
I'm cutting and running. That's courage.
Yeah.
Cutting and running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of spending next year campaigning, I'm going to spend my last year in office doing what I've always done, focusing completely on my side practice. Oh, I'm sorry. Focusing completely on you and the work that matters. Now, with this court battle, so I actually heard from Andrew Bailey this morning. I texted him last night. He's working for the FBI right now. But it was Andrew Bailey that kind of started this, accusing him of technically stealing money because he used county money to print and mail flyers to sway voter opinion on that ballot initiative in the spring. So there's a hearing on this tomorrow. How solid is this case against him? What do you think might happen here?
Well, first we need to take one little quick step back. Andrew Bailey didn't wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to politically go after Sam Page. He was appointed by the Circuit Court of St. Louis County to be a special prosecutor for this matter. Okay? And it was investigated by the Highway Patrol. So I mean, this wasn't Andrew Bailey just saying, oh, I'm going to go crazy. I mean,
right.
You know, the Highway Patrol did a report, and he could have done this on his own. He didn't. He was appointed by the circuit court in order to evaluate his case, and he did, and he found a violation. So Sam likes to say this is all baloney. The problem is the Highway Patrol did a very fulsome report. First of all, they got his phone. Okay, they seized his cell phone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
That is very bad, okay? And he's got a motion pending tomorrow to try to suppress evidence of this on the cell phone, which is ridiculous. So, I mean, he was texting his staffers, telling them what to do on property, on his private cell phone to their private cell phone. But, you know, it was all on the up and up.
But they'll have, and sorry, Jane, your phone line just sounds terrible right now. I don't know what's going on, but you're phasing in and out. But is that, are some of the things that might have been exchanged on the messages on the cell phones, is that up in theory for discussion tomorrow? Is that just sort of separate?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. We lost your phone.
Oh, man.
Something tells me she's at her house and maybe just in a part of the house where, you know, it's not sounding right. Look, let me say this about Brian Williams. Brian Williams is an African-American state senator. Up until about a month and a half ago, I'd only met him one time when I went to the Capitol in February. Steve Butts and Jeff Smith, we kind of ran into him in the cafeteria at the Capitol, and I said hi to him. But then Jane and Ed Rohde, who they're working, and Ed Rohde's working with Senator Williams, they wanted me to get to know him, even though he's a Democrat. I sat down, I had lunch with him a few weeks ago, and he was very impressive. And it's hard for me to believe, just based on what I know about the field, nothing against Dennis Hancock, but I've been in these situations for the past 15 years. I've been in the war room when the, you know, results are coming in with Bill Corrigan or some of the other Republicans who have come close to winning. It's not going to happen. So Republicans not going to win for St. Louis County. So what I think Republicans need to do is focus. Dennis won't like this very much, but focus on who the best candidate might be for the job. And one of the things that I came away with was Senator Williams. And, you know, look, Sue, I have to say this from the get-go. I've known politicians for, you know, four decades. There have been quite a few politicians that I've been impressed with who have gone to federal prison, okay, or gotten out of office or done something shady. So, you know, your gut instinct isn't always right. But what I will tell you is it seemed to me that Senator Williams really wanted to focus on St. Louis County. In other words, he's not trying to use this as a stepping stone to draw attention to Nat. Like, he's not going to be talking about Hamas and all this stuff. Kind of like what Kara's focusing on St. Louis right now. So the way that, you know, and I have to believe him based on our conversation, but Brian really did seem like someone who is interested in making some tough decisions with really, really reckless right now in St. Louis County. Jane, I think we have you back there. We lost you completely. Sorry about that.
Yes. No, and I don't know what evidence that you heard, but here's the evidence. I mean, the Highway Patrol interviewed his employees. He talks about inaccuracies with the Highway Patrol report. I mean, the Highway Patrol is based in Jefferson City. They don't, I mean, the idea that they're somehow doing a political hit piece on him is a joke.
Yes.
And so it's his own employees that cooked him. They have his phone. And his lawyer specifically told him not to use the advocacy language. It can't be an educational campaign if you say B is bad.
In the flyers
that he spent taxpayer dollars on. It's a very dicey move. I mean, it is in the statutes. You shall not
use public taxpayer dollars to pass an initiative. I mean, you just can't. And so the Supreme Court gave a very slim exception saying if it's merely educational, you can only say facts. He misled people. He told voters that it applied to the police department, which is patently false. The police department is governed by a police board. It has nothing to do. The chief of police cannot be removed by the council because of the charter, because of the police board. So that was a patent lie. He wanted to use the police. And he says it's an education campaign, but he only picked certain voters to send it to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
So what is the what is the potential punishment for? Is that a felony?
Yes.
Okay.
It's stealing.
All right.
It's stealing.
Okay. I just want to, so there's, you know, potential prison time if convicted, right?
And you know what? Do I think the likelihood of him going to prison is very small? I mean, this is, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because remember, you know, he hired lawyers to try to get it thrown off the ballot with taxpayer dollars. So, I mean, it wasn't just the cost of the flyer. I mean, he spent a lot of time and energy doing this and money and taxpayer resources. He started with campaign money, and then he switched over to taxpayer dollars. Well, look, he knew.
It's time to get him. This was the best news this morning, but to your point, I wish
you
would just get out of there.
I was shaking with joy.
Yeah, but good. I wish you would just get out of there right now. We'll talk more about it tomorrow on the Roundtable. I'll see you at 3. Thanks, Jane.
Bye, guys.
All right, take
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.